Oh yeah! So you know how we deal with the new time adjustment from 3 to 8?
Y'all all sit in the cattle trough water till 8:30.
No, our biggest, our hardest working appliance is the water heater.
Okay. I bet.
We switch it to gas.
Okay. Very smart.
We have dual energy.
Boom.
And boom. So we got tired of waiting until, you know, you could use it. So the off peak was 3 to 8. Well, you need time for that water heater to reheat the water. So
9:30.
You couldn't use it until you couldn't do laundry or anything else past about 2:15.
Yeah, right.
Gas is more efficient, too.
So that it has time to heat back up, so you've got that hot water stored for that 5 hours. You know, when you've got kids that, you know, in sporting events and rodeo, you know, you can't wait for your showers and all your meal prepping in hot water. So simple
that
enough.
That was smart.
Gas was really pipe smart. Back there, ripped out the electric, put in the gas.
I tell you what. I won't live in a home that isn't dual energy. That's just, I can't cook on electric. I don't like heat pumps. I like a gas pack with warm air coming out of the registers. And I like gas hot water heater. And I like a gas dryer. So when and if I ever move, I haven't in 30 years, but if I ever move, first thing I'm gonna tell my realtor is, you just find out where the dual energy homes are and limit your research to those neighborhoods, because I'm not going full electric. That's just my personal choice. Now, so that's a great option. You just brought in my propane tank or mounted it and switched the electric out for...
Yeah, there's a 200-gallon propane tank on the property and that's already our heater.
Perfect.
Is gas, and their gas line was plumbed behind the stove and into the
nice.
Laundry room already.
Nice.
We haven't gone to a new electric stove yet. We will.
Okay. But a gas stove.
Yeah. It's electric now. So it was an option available, and you don't ever have to worry about time. What you have to watch, though, the gas meter is on the tank. They're outside.
Outside.
You got to remember to check that every couple weeks.
Check
and
that.
When it gets down to about 10%, make the call.
Well,
you don't like waiting for hot water for 5 hours. Imagine waiting for 3 days till the gas company can get back out and fill up the,
well, dual,
the storage.
Dual energy is a great way to take advantage of time of use, because you can play the game so much more strategically.
Rami, that's a perfect scenario for Homezada. Just program it in there?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I had to tell you that. I know, right?
I'm going to do that right now. This is our home maintenance app. You can get it at rosieonthehouse.com/app. You program all of your home maintenance to-dos in there. And I'm going to schedule a to-do for Tinley to
there
check it
go.
Every 3 weeks.
Yeah, you can assign the ownership of the task right there. So in an all-electric home, the things you really want to avoid having turn on during on-peak are the air conditioner, the water heater, the swimming pool pump, and the oven, okay? Those are really the big bad monsters that will kill you. A lot of y'all homeowners are scared of going to time of use because you're going to hit this demand charge. And you think y'all have the concept this demand charge is like this big monster that's going to hide in the closet that jumps out and eats your wallet once a month when you pay your bill. But not if you stagger it, okay? The demand monster is only measuring your demand on peak. So off peak at 8:05, you can turn on the swimming pool pump, all three air conditioners in your home, the oven, and the water heater can go on, and your demand can peak to 18 or 19. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you're peaking from 3 to 8. And the house I just described, 3 air conditioners. I do have a electric oven. We have gas cooktop and gas water heater and gas heat. But the pool pump, all of that turns on at 8:15. And our demand spikes way high. But it doesn't matter. It's off peak. So if you're consuming, we try and tell people you can pretty easily alter your lifestyle to consume about 80% of your power off peak. If you're empty nesters, like Jennifer and I, you can drive that as high as you want. We've driven it as high as 94% that during 3 to 8, our house is basically not using any electricity. And let me comfort all of you parents and bill payers, CFOs of the home economic policy. It doesn't cost a lot of money to play video games and watch TV. You know how much your TV costs? $7 a year. So find another reason to turn the TV off. It's not driving your electric bill up.
Maybe your blood pressure, depending on what you're watching.
And maybe your idiocy meter.